day after, how satisfying is it for you guys to put forth an effort like you did yesterday and just beat up a physical team, kind of beat them at their own game?
Yeah, it's great, man. So we play the game to get wins, to play physical teams like Seattle and play our style of football, and see it when we execute. We see that, you know, we can win in this league. So it comes down to executing, and you know, kind of moving on to Houston now.
Is it still the 24-hour rule? I know you guys talk about that all the time.
I don't know what it is, but I know they just told me DeAndre Hopkins has the most targets in the NFL, so I'm excited to watch film on Houston, watch film on him and their offense, and Deshaun Watson's playing well. So, you know, they almost won one up in New England, so we're excited. We got some work cut out for us.
This team has a history, not that you've been a part of, but has been well against the Texans. In fact, this team hasn't won there since January of 2012. Yeah. So, I mean, is this the streak-breaking year?
Like you said, I had no part of that. So yeah. This is my first time playing with them in the Powder Blues. So, you know, it's time to start our own streak.
They put up some decent numbers yesterday, but obviously you got the win at the end of the day. When you watch film today, how satisfying was it versus, I guess, maybe some corrections you still need?
There's always corrections in every game. I mean, if you want to be a good player or a great player, you got to always think about how to get a player or two better. But I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss. I don't think there's any such thing as a pretty loss. So numbers are numbers. We're worried about the win column.
I've heard some guys use the term bend but don't break. I don't know how you feel about that necessarily. But is that almost how you have to play in the NFL in these days?
No, I don't try to bend or break. You just try to go out there, and they're going to make some plays too. It's a National Football League. You know, they got some all-pro players on their side. They're going to make some, but it's just you got to go back and compete to the end and try to win the fight.
Logan, have you seen some of the responses to the protests yesterday?
Not really. I went home, celebrated my family, and kind of got up here early and got my body ready for today.
How do you respond to fans that are kind of maybe not happy with the protests? I mean, I know you guys have explained it, and you've explained it well. Like, how do you respond to them and say they won't watch or attend?
I mean, that's their choice. That's the beauty of this country. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and everyone's opinion is equal. So, right, wrong, or indifferent, that's the beauty of this country, that everyone should have equal rights and equal opinions on what they want. If they don't want to watch, that's their choice. That's perfect.
How'd you guys decide yesterday collectively that that's what you – did everybody have a say, or how did that go down?
That's really hard to – you know, it was a collective decision team-wise. But I think you got to ask Mike, you know, Coach Malarkey is the head coach that's answering all those questions on how we decided and the logistics. That's the – head coach's job to answer those.
Okay, I just didn't know if there was like a discourse in the locker room of everyone and there was kind of a panel or anything like that.
No, I would probably send it over to Malarkey. You can ask him.
The Seahawks said they took 4.5 hours to discuss it. There was nothing like that here.
No, I don't think it took that long. So I'll leave all those for Coach Malarkey.
Does it continue?
Stay tuned. We'll see.
You want it to continue?
Like I said, all those questions right now, I'm here to talk about the Texans and here to talk about the Tennessee Titans in football. All the political questions, I think our head coach and owner have sent out statements. I think our team has sent out statements. So to try to get my particular stance is not bigger than the team. So I think you should ask Coach Malarkey or the ownership about all that stuff.